Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
John, it gets better and better.
It does. It really what yeah. does. I mean, we had Dr. Cardano on this morning for an hour, and then Matty Arasich, who is just, he's wonderful. And we're going to have him back on for a full thing because the unions in this country are abused, and they're categorized and whatever it is, penalized with perceptions of yesterday, which doesn't exist. They're really high-end institutions that are out for the family. And I've met Matty at different things, and we would talk about it. It's like, my God, you got to come on. And even my partner, Peter was Local 3, but as Christina was saying at the break, Peter went to college through the union. So, you know, that's what he wanted to do. The reason he left the union was at that point in time when he had his children, there was too many furloughs going on.
Yeah,
and he needed more consistency with two little girls. You know, he always looks back and says it was a tremendous thing for people who stayed. It doesn't, you know, but at his point in time, he got too nervous with two girls. And he said, I'd rather, you know, control my own destiny a little bit more. But anyway, now we're in the Christina Liu show. So how are you, Christina?
Wow, I'm good. I'm just taking it all in. Today's really quite the jam-packed show. And I mean, I think it's a testament to how wonderful you guys are that you're talking about ketchup 1 second and then you just dive right into, you know, unions. So that was quite impressive, I must say. And it was informational. You know, I'm in the union over at North Hempstead, and I chose that job, you know, to be in that situation because it does give you a sense of security and protection. And I come from a union family. Majority of my family members are all in various unions and in, you know, different careers. So I thought it was interesting. And like you said, there's a lot of misconceptions and things that people don't know. And yes, our show is towards seniors, but, you know, as we have said, it's really kind of turned into more of a community education program. And I think that it was wonderful to hear that there are these programs out there and then you can Google them and see. And the fact that, you know, you could be an apprentice for this time and then you get the pension credits. I mean, there's so much wonderful knowledge that Matty gave to everyone. And I think it's really wonderful because, listen, a lot of my friends have different trades and are in unions. And I mean, it's such an asset. And I think it's so important if you are interested in that or if you have a particular skill set to do that, because it's certainly something that doesn't go out of style, you know? So it's,
you know, 50 or 60 years ago, I'm not making this up, the TWU and the ILGW were customers of mine. And I used to call on them when Mike Quill was the TWU guy. And that was a very different era with labor unions. Mm-hmm. Not that they didn't do good, but they were a little bit more, it was a different style back then.
Of course, it's totally evolved. I mean, that's absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's just the, you know, that's how it goes. And I think that that's what is so unclear a lot of times with certain things because people have different, you know, perceptions of what it is. So I think—
And the important thing too is— cool. The better we create an environment for everybody, our own environment goes up.
Yeah.
So it really is. I mean, no matter what you're talking about, if everybody is on the same playing field, it's just nicer all around. It's a nicer life for everybody. You don't have to feel bad and try to help somebody who has a harder time. The people then don't want it. That's another story. You know, you can't make somebody do something if they don't want to do it. But as you're listening to Matt, as you are listening to Matty, the opportunities exist on Long Island. And my concern is Long Island. And at the end of the day, that's what we got to do. We got to work for and on Long Island.
Absolutely. No? Well, great job, guys. It was certainly informative.
Absolutely. Christina, I have...
Before I don't want to run out of time and forget to do this.
Okay.
Next week we have on Josephine Marzadeh, who is a trustee over at the Great Neck Library Board. And I'm excited for her segment because it's going to be having a life of purpose. So I think we always talk about that on the show. So I'm interested to kind of hear her story.
And she's then wonderful.
And Nassau County Executive Laura Curran is scheduled to be back on with some updates next week, too. So that is the schedule. So tune in for that.
We'll talk about some of the other stuff. But, you know, as we've changed things a little bit, we're cutting into the Christina Lu show. But that's only temporarily. And when it's a good, significant thing, it makes sense.
No, and Christina Lu is all about spreading great information. So
that's true, too. That's true. So now here's the information that I want you to, we want to talk about just for a few minutes. And it's not in our own lives, and Dan's involved in this, but it's how we see other people. As a couple, when we acknowledge or see other couples, I'm not talking about ourselves, either showing support or undermining their partner. Which I think is very interesting, because unfortunately I've come across situations where it hurts me when I see one partner undermining, which I think it's a terrible thing. You should get a divorce in my mind, but that's me. I look at things differently. I don't, you agree, you disagree? I mean, I agree or disagree. It's just a matter of people supporting people.
Yeah, I agree completely. There's no need to embarrass people, if you will, maybe, or not respect somebody, especially in front of a lot of people. You can have a private conversation where you don't necessarily agree about something. There are no two people on the planet that agree with everything, about everything. But I think if you're going to disagree, you can do it with some degree of respect. And you know what you said, it's awkward being in the company of people in that kind of environment. You know, when it's clear that one person is always putting the other person down in a way, it's a form of abuse, if you will. You know,
and it's embarrassing for everybody involved.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there, and if somebody's just constantly picking on the other person, it's like, oh, you poor thing. But it doesn't make me feel good either.
No, it's awkward. Christina left when we started the subject.
I know.
So. No, I got my brother has some nerve, which is a funny sidebar. In the middle
of what is it?
And this is the perks of, Zoom. I get, my brother is still getting deliveries here, so I had to sign for it. And the guy, I said, are you over 18?
Oh!
I said, you know what? I wish I didn't have myself on mute right now. The whole listening audience could have heard that. And I, oh my God, I said.
Do you have a Ring doorbell? Maybe yes. Take a video of it.
I know, I should. I should have. We don't have a Ring, but it was quite the,
I just installed one. I didn't. My son-in-law did.
Yeah. But yes, I'm so sorry. So we were discussing, I heard a little bit of it when I was signing for my brother's package about divorce.
What I said is, and you don't get much of it right now because of the pandemic, but, we got into this a couple of weeks ago, questions about couples and relationships, mm-hmm. and the point of being out with people or people in our lives who we know, one, they're very supportive of their partner, or two, they undermine their partner.
Yes.
And it's hurtful, and they do it. At home, I can disagree with Steph, and she could disagree with me. That's a different story. But when we go outside, she never turns around and says, well, John, you said we should do that and it was wrong, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to agree on everything. And that was the question. I had read something about it. And I think it's so true that there's so many people that live a life of undermined, which sucks. I mean, it's so unfair that, they're in a couple and they can never talk back because they're going to get in trouble, which is Otto said it, which I didn't even pay attention to. It's a form of abuse.
It 100% is, and I think, we all, I think, know people, that might be in our family or our friends that, have those relationships, and you get out and everyone just kind of looking at each other like, oh, geez, here they go. But it really, at the end of the day, it's about communication. We say it all the time. It's all this stuff gets pent up and then they're looking for a chance like vent and then or not, so it's just, and it could blow up because unfortunately I've seen that, numerous times in a lot of my friend things. And it's certainly really just all boils back down to the communication, amongst the couple themselves.
You brought up a good point there, the blow up part. things sometimes people do maybe get mad at each other, or they're not happy with each other. And many times it's not the incident that happened at that time that caused the problem.
Absolutely.
It's a buildup of a lot of small stuff that went on prior to that, which you didn't talk about. And all of a sudden that buildup, this trickle effect, if you will, causes this thing to happen, which had nothing to do with the problem in the first place. But, you know, it's just, again, it comes down to the delicate art of communicating.
It is. It really, I mean, but that's really what it boils down. And it's so, you know, we could, everyone, you know, hear that word communication, but it's also like what you've learned and how your family kind of reacts to situations. You know, we laugh in my own family because everyone, you know, kind of vocalizes things, but then you like get it off your chest. And, you know, everyone could like move on. There's really like no like tiptoeing around in our style. But I feel like most of the time we're able to kind of just get it out and be good. So, but we'll have to dive into that at the after the break, because I see the Wizard of Oz keeps popping up. So Dan is on. We'll
the
be back.
Wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Oz. Yes, we're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.